You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Lisa, 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 you took the bait. And not only did you take the bait, your boyfriend or soon-to-be fiancé, Jody, also took the bait. I am almost speechless, but actually have a lot to say about this. Okay, so Lisa Hochstein, who I met Lisa in Miami with a group. Then I was on a boat with 50 people to the Galapagos. She was there with her husband. She was the life of the party, fun. We didn't hang out a lot, but like just was admiring her like doll-like bubbly nature. Got a good energy, got a good vibe. Very nice. Like nothing other than that. Then I met her in Aspen with her now boyfriend, which is interesting because it's going to come into play with what I'm about to say. And I met him briefly. He was nice. It was funny because he was wearing like Balmain or Fendi. He had like a whole like F's ski outfit, which made me think of like Beverly Hills, like it was the ABCDEFGs. And I actually have one of the Balmain ski outfits, but maybe it was Fendi. I don't know. It had a lot of letters on it. So I met him and she was there and I was there with Bryn, and she did say to me like, oh, I have to talk to you about divorce because I've been through a brutal 10-year, not garden variety, Hall of Fame divorce. And she's going through a bad divorce, but they do have some interaction, and it's not like at like restraining order, stalker, police time. It's like back and forth, unpleasant, and people really don't seem to like Lenny because I guess he was cheating and he did like the stereotypical married or got with a very young woman, and I don't know, there's just like a lot of noise and we all know about it. Here's the thing about my very public divorce: the details were not very public. The only details that were made public were details that were in a court case, which was open to the media, and then they regurgitated some of the things, but it was never us going back and slinging garbage publicly. Like, I was in a very, very intense 10-year divorce that really had custody at stake, and you can't play games. Like, Kanye did this with Kim, where he was being public about it. They both kind of were. They were talking about it, and then he was talking about where his kids go to school and talking about not being invited to a family party and, like, using the court of public opinion as the actual court of law. And it's a tricky and it's a dangerous game. You do not fuck around with a custody and a financial battle when you're dealing with judges and the court. Just trust me on this. I am an expert on this. You do not fuck around and play to the court of public opinion. So what happened recently is something came out in the Post or Page Six, like either the overall Post or Page Six. Lisa's guy, Jody, who I met twice. I met them again another time with Paul in Miami. So Lisa's boyfriend was engaged to a woman, like, and was going to be married 3 weeks before he met Lisa, or some detail that, like, is very inside baseball that nobody would care about or hang on to. Like, I don't care. I didn't even read about it. People that are in the press always think that everybody's focusing on the things that are written about them. I don't have a Google alert on myself. So I'll have to go Google myself to find something that's been written bad about me. And then I can find a lot. But otherwise, it just wouldn't be on my radar. And in 2023, there's so much media that comes out all the time that, like, it doesn't matter. Stuff is written about me all the time. I don't care. I definitely would not take the bait. But something's written in the Post that's, like, going to be through the rinse cycle tomorrow. They'll be writing about something else. And it's great clickbait for the Post, but something was written in the Post saying that this guy, who I don't even know his full name, and he was engaged to someone. Now I know her name. Now I know his name, Jody. I didn't know it. I would have said it was Lisa's boyfriend. Now I know his name is Jody. Now I know his ex-fiance. Now I know he supported her for a while. Now I know she recently allegedly tried to extort money out of him because he told us all. So the Post wrote that he was engaged to some woman. Who fucking cares? What happened? This guy, Jody, who's not even in a custody battle, he's in a relationship with Lisa. Like, Lisa shouldn't take the bait, and Lisa shouldn't be getting into this mud shit pit. Lisa shouldn't have even written on the day that Lenny got engaged, like, congratulations on your new engagement, you know, while you're still legally married. Like, it was a good moment that we all laughed about, but you're bringing people into your divorce now. You're adding gasoline to the fire. And now we all know details we didn't know before. I didn't know who Lenny's mother was. I didn't know about him still being legally married. I don't frankly care, but she brought me into it. Now I don't know anything about these people. I've never seen Miami. Okay, I think I might have years ago saw one show about, like, a party that someone had, but I saw this show. Oh, and for Rewives, I saw one episode, but, like, I don't know who any of these people are. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, cozy earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like, the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like, it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit TrinitySchool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, I know Jody's her guy. I know Rabia is his ex. I know there's a woman who was engaged to Lenny who was on some other person's podcast talking about it. And now this is all being like fueled with gasoline by these other parties, by this guy Jody who decided to on social media, maybe on X or Instagram. I don't know how he responded, but like at Lenny Hochstein. Meanwhile, I was with my ex, but we were together for a while and then we broke up and then she wanted money from me and then I did this and then I did that and I have a daughter and I didn't want to be involved in this and we weren't going on that path. And like he's talking to Lenny, but with an audience. Like he's saying to Lenny what he wants to say with an audience. So I'm sitting there with the popcorn and an audience now watching something I didn't even know was on television. So now I know all these things. And now Lenny goes back and says that Lenny paid for the Aspen vacation that they went on, which had to be the vacation that I was on because I saw Lisa with her boyfriend in Aspen. And so now I'm wondering if Lenny paid for that vacation only because Lenny responded with that. And then Jody responded back, oh, really? Because Lenny said, well, you and your daughter come and are living in my house, like meaning a house that either Lenny got for her or the other big house that Boobs bought, the big like, you know, silicone implant house that's $50 million that's on Star Island that I knew about them building. And so is Jody and his daughter living in the Lenny big boob house or are they living in the new condo that Lenny got for Lisa and her child? But I know all this now. And then Lisa's responding back and Jody is responding back saying, oh, really? Well, I pay for part of the place that Lisa lives in where your daughter lives. And like, this is a mudslinging fucking popcorn festival that should be sponsored by Skinny Girl Popcorn. Like, because I'm microwave popcorn and Skinny Girl Popcorn, like for the whole 10 minutes I'm reading this shit. And then I'm like, what does this guy Jody do? And then they're like, he has a net worth of $10 million, which is something that Lenny's Googling when he's like, oh, your kid is living in my house with. And like, why do I know the alleged net worth of this guy Jody, who owns some AI company? Why? Why? Why is the ReWives podcast talking about Lenny and Jody and Lisa? Because they fucking took the bait. And this could get press pickup because they put on a show with an audience. And it's called Shut the Fuck Up, Everybody. I love Lisa. I think she's wonderful. She actually was one of the people that reached out to talk on this podcast on Just Be about her divorce. But then she got muzzled by the network and the powers that be. And, you know, people are like not allowed to come on here. But like, so I like her. But it's called rule number 101 is don't get into the minutiae in divorce. Don't take the bait. Don't add gasoline to the fire. It's called the Shut the Fuck Up Divorce Program because you also are dealing with a judge who might see this or hear about this. This could come up in court. All of this stuff that you guys are talking about back and forth could, anything can happen. I'm not saying you're going to court. Anything can happen in a courtroom. In a possible courtroom. And Lenny has the money. He who makes the gold, sadly, often has the rules. So he's got the money and he might have more power over the situation, no matter how much people don't like him. If it doesn't say legally that he pays for her lawsuit bills after a certain point, because even though he may be paying her legal bills now, he could dispute that and he could win. He could exhaust her in court. So do not give the court of law any excuse to go after you because you were playing to the court of public opinion. And it's a shame on you, on Lisa, but the guy Jody, now he's dragged his daughter into it. Now I know his ex-fiance's name. What the fuck? It's 101 in what not to do in a divorce situation. 101. So there's no discussion. Call any divorce lawyer, call any expert. They will all weigh in and they have before on many of my posts because this stuff I know. And you cannot play to the court of public opinion over the court of law. You will get burned, and every action you take, every text you send, every email you send, every post you make, every word you say, every phone call you make, everything you do in front of your kids or not is going to come up at some point and is a reflection on you. And divorce and financial proceedings are gnarly, and people get tripped up on small, stupid mistakes. I have seen it. I have at least 5 to 10 examples where somebody overplayed their hand and got caught up and got fucked because of something very stupid. Just because everybody on Twitter and Instagram likes Lisa and doesn't like Lenny or TikTok. And Kelly Rutherford is an example of a woman, the mother on Gossip Girl, Blake Lively's mother on Gossip Girl. She lost custody of her kids and she had the court of public opinion. We all thought her husband was this terrible guy. Maybe he was. I don't know. He looked like the bad guy and he looked like a person trying to take kids away from their mother because we don't know what's really going on. And she lost custody of her kids. Her kids had to move to France and she had to be on an airplane every week going while trying to work on a plane to France. It was the most horrific thing. I couldn't imagine a child being taken away from their mother. And I don't know the details and I don't pretend to know all the details. Paperwork came out later. We all think we're an expert on Lenny's divorce and Lisa's. And I'm sure it's traumatizing for everyone. It's torture divorce. But no matter what is going on in the divorce, there is no world or planet or universe or circumstance or situation that would mean that that guy, Jody, taking the bait on something that Lenny allegedly planted in Page Six about him should be publicized. It's just a terrible idea.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.